Good morning. I'm Kevin Vance with a couple of regional news stories. Governor Gavin Newsom placed a moratorium on executions in California soon after he took office. Now he's taking his crusade against the death penalty to the courtroom. Cap Radio's Nicole Nixon reports.
At issue is whether a death sentence should require a unanimous decision by a jury. The California Supreme Court asked the Attorney General to weigh in on that earlier this summer. Newsom also filed an amicus brief this week, arguing that a sentence for the highest punishment should be reached through a unanimous verdict. He also argued the whole process is, quote, infected with racism. Stanford law professor John Donahue says there are numerous studies showing race has an influence on the outcome of death penalty cases.
This is an effort on the part of the governor to weigh in and make it somewhat harder to secure a death sentence.
Newsom's office says the brief marks the first time a sitting governor has argued in court that California's death penalty is applied unfairly. In Sacramento, I'm Nicole Nixon.
The California Restaurant Association is going to bat for cash-strapped restaurant owners, demanding the state and at least five counties reimburse them for fees and taxes they paid while shut down during the pandemic. Cap Radio's Mike Haggerty reports.
The claim, filed against the state and Sacramento, Los Angeles, Orange, San Diego, and Monterey counties, says it was unfair for government officials to order restaurants to close up shop and take money from them during that time. Brian Kabatek is an attorney working with the CRA trying to get that money back.
At least they should be given back this money that they've paid out of their pockets. Every single one of these that we're making this claim for, and this is going to be a class action, every single one of these businesses dutifully paid their fees. And if they didn't, they would have lost the ability to do business. They would have lost their alcohol license. They would have been closed. But they paid their fees on time.
Kabatek says close to 70% of the state's restaurant owners are at risk of eviction, partly because of money they shouldn't have had to pay. He admits the claim is a bit unusual.
It's new. It's a different theory, but it's not a completely invented legal theory, because for years there's a theory called unjust enrichment, which means you can't benefit from something where you're not, you know, providing the service. And here the government's collecting money for a service that they're not actually providing.
A recent survey of restaurant owners by CRA showed only 41% said they could remain viable under a 50% capacity restriction. In Sacramento, I'm Mike Haggerty.
Last week, the Oakland City Council unanimously approved a policy limiting where homeless people can camp. KLW's Azul Dahlstrom-Ekman tells us what's next.
The new policy affects Oakland's over 4,000 homeless people. It prohibits them from camping within 100 feet of certain high-sensitivity areas, places like schools, senior centers, or medical facilities. Camping in the public right-of-way or under BART tracks is banned altogether. It's set to take effect in January. Oakland wants to move people from these areas into temporary housing sites and shelters, but critics of the new rules say that it doesn't help get people off the streets. Dale Smith is an organizer with United Front Against Displacement, a homeless advocacy group.
Their plan is literally just to get people out of sight and then eventually out of Oakland. I've talked to people who stayed in the tough sheds, I've talked to people who stayed in shelters, I've talked to people who stayed at safe RV lots, and the vast majority of them will tell you nobody's ever talked to them about housing.
Smith says resources would be better spent putting people in the city's empty hotel rooms and investing in programs to get them out of poverty. But Oakland's leaders are looking towards co-governed encampments to help the unhoused. These are homeless encampments permitted by the city where residents make rules and a third party, like a nonprofit, enforces them. They may also provide services like housing assistance or health care. The model is already in use in cities like Portland and Seattle. Oakland City Council member Nikki Fortunato Bass said in a press release, quote, "The city now has clear direction to create at least one co-governed encampment pilot within the next 4 months with an unsheltered community," unquote. Bass said she would prioritize working with the unhoused Athol Courts community near Lake Merritt, adding that the city will look to create co-governed encampments on both public and private land in each Oakland Council district. In San Francisco, I'm Azul Dahlstrom-Ekman, KALW News.